Ramble.
Oh shit.
Oh shit.
Oh shit. We're in a podcast.
Oh, the more intimate form of communication.
Oh shit.
Communication or entertainment or both?
I feel like I'm communicating to people.
Perhaps this is an education hour.
Do we imagine that all of our listeners are responding to everything in real time, always? Like a conversation?
Someone's just in their car saying, I hear that. Try, guys. Yes, sir.
Keith. You want to try giving half of a conversation to see if people...
I don't want to do that to them.
How's your day going?
Yeah, and what do you think? Do you want to talk back to us?
That makes sense. What's your sign?
Where'd you get that blouse? This is bad.
It feels like we're on an episode of Blue's Clues or something. Right? Waiting for
you guys. Respond. Can we talk about what I texted you about?
I would
about
love,
Blippi?
Yeah.
So my son watches this children's YouTuber, Blippi. And, you know, I found him annoying at first, but now I've become a fan. It's quite educational. He just kind of goes to random places.
How Ned describes us, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And we watched this latest video. It's Blippi at a water park. And I'm like, there's something off about Blippi, but I can't put my finger on it.
Is it because he's shirtless now?
No.
Was he shirtless at the water park?
Blippi got...
No, he had a wetsuit on.
Guys, right. I think Blippi got hot this summer. Like, but he went away and he came back for New Year's school and he's ripped now.
So it looked like this guy who is, you know, has very iconic costuming, like orange sunglasses, he recast himself.
Whoa.
And there's like another person playing the character of Blippi, and he has live shows around the country where just random musical theater nerds
play Blippi.
Are playing Blippi.
Yeah. That's the power of creating a character and not just yourself.
Didn't notice.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
No, it's not that. I mean, it's like the fact that he can do that.
Just a good con.
Right. It's a character, not yourself.
So are you suggesting that we could replace us as the Try Guys?
I mean, that would be interesting to see someone audition for the role of Ned.
No one would notice.
I think people would notice because they like us, I hope.
And they're full-grown adults.
And they're full-grown adults, yeah.
Mushy brain children.
But I would love to see someone audition for the character of Ned. Rainey.
Yeah.
Can you please slate your name and tell me the role that you'll be auditioning for?
Rainey Toll, and I'll be auditioning for Ned Fulmer.
Oh, wow.
Wow,
okay, well,
really
we're
good.
Excited to see your monologue about your wife.
Oh my gosh, and I'm ready.
Okay.
To give it.
Whenever you're ready.
I met Ariel when we were in Chicago.
Not going to attempt the Squidward voice.
And we were walking and she leaned into me and I was like, And then I went to a party late because I had to get wine. And then we looked at maps together and then the rest is history.
Wow.
We looked at maps together.
We did look at maps together.
Yeah.
Did I get
Google,
it?
Google, you don't call us, we'll call you.
Oh,
but you got it.
Whoa.
1, 2, 3, 4. What the fuck is up? Welcome to the tripod.
Whoa.
Good morning, everybody.
Whoa.
On the ones and twos, we got Rainey Tolls replacing Mr. Miles B for the day.
Permanently. For the day.
Miles is off at his first of two weddings. I don't think that's a spoiler.
He's having a wedding?
He's getting married.
No, but like this weekend is like a pre-wedding for him?
I think that ours is the dessert wedding.
Oh.
Ours is the just for fun.
Oh,
this is the real ceremony.
I thought it was a little weird that I was invited to Miles' wedding, and now it all makes sense.
Well, I think it's like they're having one for their East Coast fam, and then West Coast is for all their friends
and
other fam.
Yeah. It's the party
wedding. It's the party wedding.
Party.
The one where you don't care who you invite.
Right. It's just a party, and you're just trying to get gifts.
Yeah. Do you know what you're getting him?
We texted about this a long time ago.
Continuing employment.
Oh, you know what? Actually, no, because we got him an engagement gift altogether.
Did we get him an engagement gift?
Either we should all pool in and get one big gift, or make sure that exactly what we give him is exactly equal.
Rainey, I had not thought about that until this second.
So I thought about it.
I would probably try and like look up some clickety clack keyboard accessory.
Yeah.
You know, and just be like, yeah. Ooh, I got you F1 through F10 keys.
Ooh.
What was the best wedding gift that you got?
Ooh. That's a great question. There's a lot of ways to answer that. One that we use a lot is the standard, the Le Creuset pan. My buddy John Woo gave that to us. The one that was the most delightful was the ice cream maker. That we only used 3 or 4 times, but just a delight to be able to whip out ice cream.
Of course.
And, you know, I think the plates are kind of the necessary thing, but ultimately one of the lesser exciting ones. But I did really like the part of the plate set that was the little saucer and cup. And I drank many a fancy latte from our wedding gift espresso maker from these fancy little china cups.
Historically, the idea is like you're not living together until you're married. Now you're starting a home.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So here's all the stuff to be an adult, right?
Yeah.
But for people like me and Miles, we're already living together with our partners. I'm like, fuck, like, what do I want?
But you might still be living like IKEA, you know, CB2 life. Like, you know, this is like the opportunity to get these plates where it's like, it's, I don't know, $40 a plate.
I tell you what,
China.
I would advise against putting all the drinking glasses you've ever wanted up, because everyone will buy you all the drinking glasses you've ever thought you wanted. And now you have too many glasses. Just way too many.
Well, I've got a segment.
Oh.
Yeah. So I've been thinking about how I want to use this platform of the podcast.
Oh.
And I decided that there are certain things that just I feel like didn't get their airtime when, you know. So this segment is called Not Spoken About Enough. So I have these things that just aren't spoken about enough. And then I want you guys to speak on it.
Okay. Wait, hold on. Before you go, is this things in life that aren't spoken about enough or things that we've talked about in podcasts that we didn't elaborate on enough?
Well, the latter is really exciting and I might do that later.
That's going to be called Playing the Hits.
Yeah. A new segment called I'm going to Circle Back.
Even this whole idea, somebody on Twitter wrote that they thought we should replace when Rainey is hosting, we should replace Miles is like advice will go for Miles instead being Rainey Day Thoughts. And it's like sort of like shower thoughts, but it's just musings that you like.
That's
in fact,
good.
I screenshot it. Let me give the proper shout out to the Twitter user who said this.
For a rainy day.
This was from Twitter user at Alex Shrove.
Hmm.
And they thought that rainy day thoughts, where you just talk about your musings, especially now that you've moved to LA recently and you're a newcomer, what are the thoughts you're having? But we can start with the second.
Yeah, that'll be okay. I love this. Thanks, Alex. Okay, the first one for not spoken about enough.
I should call it Keith Alex for a second.
Rainey, excuse me.
The way Michael Barbaro says to start your day, at the end of the daily.
Wait, what? You know, say that again.
You know how at the end of this like masterpiece, journalistic masterpiece, Michael Barbaro is like, just start your day.
It's here are things you need to know today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so like embarrassing for him. And I just feel like nobody's like criticized. Like, I'm just like, this is, I know he can say to start your day.
So this is Michael Barbaro, host of The Daily, the New York Times podcast. A wonderful podcast.
An amazing podcast.
Rainey just roasts popular podcasts.
I love it. That's how we'll gain traction.
I feel like it's well known that he says that weird and slurs into it. In fact, I feel like I've heard him address it before.
Okay, I need to watch that.
He says, here's some things you need to know today. It has a very interesting cadence that all the words kind of, I can pull it up.
Yeah, let's pull it up.
Yeah, like why does he say that he does it on purpose?
I mean, at some point, sometimes you do start using your mistakes as something on purpose, but because people latch onto it. Or even like sometimes you'll throw something out there and people like really grab on. And you're like, okay, I guess that's part of my identity for now, because it seems to be, it's a good thing.
Here's what else you need to nerd a.
What is he saying?
Tinder day.
Here's what else you need to know today.
It's
Tinder day.
To know today.
To know today.
Tinder day.
Here's what else you need To Nerd Today.
To Nerd Today.
Today. I love it.
To Nerd Today.
Yeah.
So did we talk about that previously, but we didn't spend enough time
no,
on
no,
it?
No, no. This is just something that she...
Oh, this, these are your things that you
needs
think we should...
more commentary.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, all great. Right.
Next one.
It's kind of also like you rehearsing your type five.
I'm into it.
Wait, what's a type five? Is that comedy?
Yeah, it's like your best 5 minutes of stand-up for Lorne Michaels.
Yeah, you need to have like just your quips ready to go.
All, right, all
your
characters are
bits. I don't know if this is good to like call him out, but I find this fascinating about Michael Barbaro. Mm. I got into big into the Daily for a little bit at the height of the pandemic.
Yeah, that's when I started.
In the beginning. And Maggie and I found out, so Michael Barbaro, I believe is a bisexual man. He was married to a man, left his husband for... his producer, who's a woman. But normally you hear that the opposite way of like, oh, I was married to this woman. Yeah. And then I was like, no, you know what? Actually, I want to, it just, you know, you never hear it the other way around. And I was like, that's fascinating.
Yeah. I can't believe that's not more mainstream. Also, that's good drama. I don't know how he circumvented that whole scandal.
You see drama.
Yeah, because it was probably close together too.
He told the reporters, call off the story.
Like, don't air this. How hard yoga is.
Oh.
Not spoken about enough.
This has been well covered in my neck of the woods.
I love it.
It's hard.
It's really hard.
It's too hard.
It's a sport. Hard.
Have you been trying to get into it?
Yeah, but I'm like, do geriatric yoga because I'm like, I can't do the regular yoga. It's too hard.
I don't have the patience for it. I would rather like run super fast and super hard, which many people would consider harder.
Well, but that means that your mind
that's easier, I think.
Needs the exercise net.
Yeah.
I know.
Part of yoga is like is submitting to really hard poses and, and training your body to like let go of tension, which is really challenging.
Yeah.
I recently tried this yin yoga, which was new for me. And like they make you just hold certain poses for 2+ minutes.
Wow.
And so you're really like, oh, this is uncomfortable. Oh, I need to breathe and focus in on my breathing so that my body just... like it's really challenging because you're holding on to tension all the time in ways that you don't realize. So to like have your shoulder go like, okay, I trust me. I trust you, Zach. I trust my body. Let's do this. It really, but to your point, a lot of yoga online, especially the speed is just super intense. And if you don't know the poses, you're like, this, I can't. So you just got to find someone who slows it down for you.
Jump cut yoga.
Jump cut yoga.
Yeah. Ariel, she used to be a yoga instructor and she was saying that, that extreme physical exertion leads to like mental clarity and zenness.
I always have trouble because I'm trying to follow people on the TV and like, oh, now turn around and do this. I'm like, now I can't see you. I don't know which arm am I reaching. Wait, hold on. How high? Where are my knees supposed to be? Oh, my knees hurt. Oh, my knees hurt against this mat. It's not thick enough. I need a thicker mat. Oh man, that's not a good. I'm gonna start over. Let me find something else.
You just need to exclusively look for beginner yoga for the first 2 years. So anything on like any of your apps, like SoulCycle has like yoga on their app. It's too fast for beginners. Like Maggie was trying to do it and she couldn't keep up. But I've been doing it for 6 years. So when they say certain poses, I know what to do.
Yeah, I enjoyed when we did it back at the Buzz Fuzz outside.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You talk about yoga as a sport, right?
Yeah.
I had a dream the other night of Olympic graffitiing.
Whoa.
How dope would that be?
Whoa.
If it's like
cool.
A time trial where
that's
it's like,
cool.
And they rappel down. Because often graffiti artists out in the world are like doing it on this crazy, like you ever drive through an overpass? You're like, how'd they get up
how'd
there?
How'd they do that?
Yeah. And it's, you have to do it real fast so that you don't get busted by the cops. I'm like, let's honor this art form that is borderline an athletic achievement. And then, I don't know how you would judge it. You would judge it by like artistic merit in the time given.
No, they just have
like, that'd be dope.
There's a specific painting that everyone agrees upon is what you have to paint exactly correctly.
But
like the speed climbing has the
style.
Same course. They got to conform.
Maybe
at
maybe,
least for the first year in the Olympics.
No, you know? Like creativity would be part of it. There's no way. That's
not
just
for this
so
one.
Antithetical.
You're out of line.
No, it's just, you got
to
think of it like.
Send them to prison.
Got to think of it like sport climbing. There's actually three divisions of sport climbing, but the speed climbing is the exact same course around the entire world. It's like to the like millimeter. It's exactly the same. Now there's other divisions which can have creativity, but for the first, just got to have that one. Just make it easy for people to follow.
Always.
That's true. That was one that's it's not in there yet, right? Or it's about it was
in France.
In France. France. Yeah, it's going to be in Paris.
I tried doing graffiti in one of the Banksy tunnels in London. It was super cool.
Yeah, I want to
learning from these artists and kind of learning about the community.
Yeah.
It's all about being up, you know? Being up, that's where the phrase like big ups come from. Like you got to have your name out there. And you got to be doing art that's so good people don't want to paint over
cover it. Yeah. Mm.
I drive down through downtown LA sometimes and see people who wrote their name. I love graffiti. Let me just say this, that like I think it is wonderful. I would love to have graffiti incorporated into my house someday. Mm-hmm. Like I just think it's dope. Mm-hmm. But there's some graffiti where someone just wrote their name big and stupid and ugly. And I just, in what world do you think that this looks good? And I'm not talking about tagging, because tagging is different than graffiti. I'm talking about a giant mural that just says chub. Like, that's not. Come on.
Art is subjective.
Yeah.
It doesn't resonate with you.
I mean, chub actually sounds pretty dope.
Chub fans, they love the
piece. Just like block letters. It's not even like, at least make it fucking cool.
Make it cool. But hey, maybe it is cool because it's not cool.
That's true. Yeah, maybe we're right. Just
it's hard to say. It's all too subjective.
We're not cool enough to understand how cool it is.
Yeah.
But if you go through downtown, it's like two stories. Yes, it's like one C is like, it's big.
Yeah. I've seen those. And what I really hate are just the ones where it's like a thin red, like Dale. And it's just simple. Like there's no art to it at all. It's literally, they quickly ran up one Dale.
That's tagging.
Yeah. But like when you have a specific look to your tag, because I have a friend who tags, but their tag has a specific structure to it. This is like, no, this is just big font.
Gotta start somewhere.
I guess so.
Psychological impacts of high school award shows.
Okay.
High school award shows.
Did you have those where it was like most effort, best at English?
As a whole show?
Yeah, it was like in the afternoon. Did you guys not have that?
Oh, you mean like award ceremonies?
Award ceremonies.
Award shows, it feels more like, and accepting the award for best attendance is, but this is more like they list out all the kids on the honor roll. They list out all the kids who got perfect attendance. They list out the valedictorian.
Was this like on a loudspeaker?
It was in an assembly hall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They did this it's normally at the end of the year. And they would call everyone in and be like, here are the kids who are the smartest. You should be like them.
And we had the superlatives in a magazine, but then the end of the year award show was like, you know, there's like the Zachary Andrew Kornfeld Award for Outstanding Achievement in the Field of Excellence.
Oh, my God.
There's a science award that's named something goofy. There's an English award. And, you know, if you got one of those, that was pretty cool.
They even do that in college.
The superlatives are a bit much.
The scholarship awards there would be like a college assembly. It wasn't mandatory, but you could go and you watch your friend who
you
want to
know what my superlative was?
In the yearbook?
It's really lame.
You had this in the yearbook?
Yeah.
And there's, because that's a big deal. There aren't that many superlatives given out.
No, they're not.
So what'd you have?
Most likely to succeed.
You did it.
I did it.
You did it.
I did it.
Has anyone in your graduating class succeeded more than you?
Depends on how you define success.
How do you define success?
Money, fame, family, baby.
No.
Dazzling good looks. Check, 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 check.
Check, check.
Opportunity, countries visited.
Handsome beard.
Did you have a psychological sort of breakdown?
Did you have any superlatives?
No. There were no superlatives in my,
What do you think
one.
You would have gotten?
Most likely to be on SNL, maybe. Because that was always one that they had.
Mm-hmm. So I was mega pissed because most likely to be on Saturday Night Live is like one of the classic superlatives.
Yeah.
And it was in our yearbook every single year.
It's kind of like a nice way of saying class clown.
Yeah.
Right? It's like
a
cool version of
that.
But mind you, I actually was on Saturday Night Live in middle school. I was on two episodes, one of them aired. And so I was like, fucking shoo-in, slam dunk, baby.
Yeah, you got
and
the credits.
Fucking yearbook committee voted to take it out our year. What the fuck? And my best friend, still to this day, Eric, he was on the committee and he was like, what are you guys doing? This is stupid. And they replaced it. You ready for this shit?
No.
They replaced it with most likely to get accepted into Hogwarts, which is fucking gross and stupid.
Makes no sense.
Also, these are the end of your career.
Exactly.
And also, like, you'd be graduating from Hogwarts by now. You can't get upset. You get accepted when you're 11.
And like, what sort of magical, mystical, is it the person that, like, dresses all spooky? Is it someone that...
looks 11?
Likes Harry Potter a lot?
You have to be 11.
So one of my other buddies, Ben, shout out to Ben, one of my best buds in the world, he campaigned to be the Hogwarts kid.
Oh,
he
wow.
went around, he's like, vote for me for Hogwarts. I don't know why. And he did it and he won. And Eric was like, Ben, you are going to grow up and regret this. As a friend, I'm taking this out of the yearbook. And he got it stricken from the record. So both Ben and I both lost out on our shot. So they took out SNL for nothing.
Wow. Dang. That's funny.
I don't see why you would regret that. I mean, it's dumb, but it's stupid. Not.
I bet you now they have most likely to be a YouTuber or most likely to go viral.
For sure, for sure.
But now everyone can go viral.
But who's the most likely?
That's a good question.
I will be on my deathbed. That'll be my rosebud. I'll be book.
Yeah. All right. What's one more that you got, Rainey?
All right. This might be too feminine for you guys, but Carmex lip balm.
Oh, Carmex.
It's like
you don't like it.
Well, I think it's one of the greatest scams of our generation.
Scam.
You think it's one of the ones that makes
is that the one in the
lips?
Little orb?
Mm-hmm.
No,
it's the yellow one. Those are so cute.
Or
I love
the one
EOS.
The yellow one.
It's the
Why
yellow
is that
and red.
A scam?
It makes your lips drier, and it tastes medical,
well,
right? Like, it tastes
Carmex
so bad.
Shit.
Hopefully, we can still get Carmex.
Carmex.
Great place to find deals.
Yeah, and it tastes medical, so you think it's, like, really doing something, and you sit through the gross taste, and then your lips are super destroyed.
Yeah, there are some chapsticks that do feel like they actually do the opposite in the long run.
Like that
Burt's Bees though.
Blistex, the minty taste one.
Mm.
I think it has like a little bit of
menthol. Oh yeah, I love that one.
It
tingles.
Chewing on that one for sure.
Chewing on it.
Well, for us, it's about to be a long weekend.
And thanks for listening.
That's true.
We'll see you next week.
By the time you're listening, by the time you're listening to this, it won't be the same as our long weekend. But who knows? Maybe it gets bumped all the way to the next long weekend. For all we know,
maybe you just decide to quit.
Maybe.
I'm disoriented. It's September. That means it's almost Christmas.
It really does. It's basically Halloween, which is basically Thanksgiving.
What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
But what do you guys have any long weekend plans? Do you ever, like, what do you do on long weekends nowadays? Now a time in your life?
Oh, I'm going to guess. Ned, he's a barbecue boy. Long weekend, that means I'm inviting over the fam, loading up the grill, gonna fire that baby up, gonna smoke some brisket.
Ooh.
Have the kids waddling around in the backyard. They're probably gonna put socks in their pants. Kids are crazy like that.
Oh.
We're gonna pour a nice oaky shard and watch fireworks.
Ooh.
Oh.
Well, for Labor Day.
Yeah, Labor Day fireworks.
That sounds like a dream. I'm actually, well, no, I am doing that, but it's at a different friend's house, not my house. But I am not doing that at my house because two things going on. We can take them sequentially. One is Ariel's taking me out on a mystery date.
Whoa.
You guys want to try and guess what it is?
Well, you don't know, right?
I'm not going to be able to tell you until next week. But it's something
flip and slide.
That requires tickets.
Baseball game.
But it's not one night only. It's something that she says we could do on Sunday. We're doing it on Saturday because she already has tickets to Saturday. She says something where I might need to bring a sweater.
Huh.
When I said, is it a concert? She was like, sort of.
So, okay. And so my first question was going to be, was there a dress code? And it was sweater optional. So you're not getting suit. So the Philharmonic's out.
Yeah. Philharmonic's out. I was thinking maybe Hollywood Bowl. I was thinking maybe Shakespeare on the Park.
Hollywood Bowl, it wouldn't be because you would, one, have already decided between Saturday and Sunday. And then if she just is spur of the moment buying tickets, that means they got shitty tickets.
No, she says she's already got
tickets. That's my favorite way to do the Hollywood Bowl.
Shitty tickets?
Shitty tickets, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
They really get up there quick. And,
they are very
And
expensive.
I think to me it's more about the picnic and the experience and being outside. And, you know, once you're dropping like hundreds of dollars for a little orchestra seat, I'm like, oh,
It's not like you're close to like J-Lo or
like,
something.
Like the $40 tickets to me are as good as the $80 tickets.
That's because the $80 tickets are also pretty bad.
I guess that's true.
It's like you got to get into like the $400 range to get like where you could see the face of the conductor.
Yeah.
There was one show we were looking at. It's this this Spanish band that Maggie really likes, and I'm blanking on the name, but it was like the first show back at the Bowl, and we're like, oh my god, post COVID, and it's still in COVID, we're like, we gotta go to a concert, this is our first time. And the shittiest tickets, I think they must have been all resale, it was like $400 for the back row.
Oh,
it was crazy.
I wanted to see, they were doing Peter and the Wolf last month, and I was gonna be gone for it, and I was so disappointed because it's such a fun show because it's storytelling with an orchestra.
It's scary, right? The plot is like he's about to get eaten by a wolf.
Yeah.
Sounds right.
One time I watched as a kid and they did like shadow puppets. That was scary.
Yeah, that's always scary.
Imagine a shadow wolf. Whoa. Anyways, yeah. My final clue is it starts at 7. Begrudgingly, we can be a little late to put the kids to sleep first. I asked each of you if you could babysit this weekend and you both said...
We were unavailable.
No.
But I asked if there was another day.
It's true. Ned, that was nice.
And
that's
still
nice.
On the table.
Oh, thank you. I know
what Ned is doing. Hell yeah. That's going to be dope as hell.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not spoiling that.
Yeah.
I ain't spoiling that.
We do
right,
know.
I'll plug my ears. You tell the audience.
Make sure you can't hear.
At the Hollywood Bowl this weekend, John Williams is performing a suite of his movie soundtracks.
Yeah, so it's basically going to be dope.
Fucking Star Wars, not yet. Indiana Jones, E.T., the who's who of movie soundtracks, and it's going to geek the fuck out.
He's
I want to go. Should we see if we can get tickets?
Go?
Yeah, let's go. We'll get better tickets.
Okay, right, we're good.
All right.
That sounds like a great night.
That does sound
you guys
fun.
Going too now?
Maybe.
No, I want to go look at the Sunday options since you said there were many options.
Wow.
Detective Keith figured it out.
I can't wait to see if you guys are correct or not.
Yeah.
You sound very certain.
Don't go Googling.
What's going on in Los Angeles this weekend?
Don't go Googling.
And the other reason I'm not having a barbecue is Wes's school is having an open house because he's starting school next week.
Holy cow. That's wild to me.
Whoa. Wait, he's going to be a student?
Yeah.
He went from larva to child to student?
Yeah.
Oh, that's freaky.
He's going to preschool.
They grow up so fast.
Daunting.
You know what? As much as we're freaking out, I guarantee you, audience, you're listening too, and you're like, that's fucked up.
Yeah. That's crazy.
He just had his kid.
He's a baby. That's wild.
I know.
Man. Congratulations.
I know. Thank you.
Yeah, it's
I
exciting.
Guess. Yeah, thank you.
Is he ready or is he scared?
Well, he was a little scared, but then his teachers came over to do a little visit, and they were the sweetest, just asking so many questions, being like very engaging. Yeah, because, you know, he's very small.
He's a young
He's still
boy.
Three.
Well,
it's
I don't
like
think that's a
big
given.
Change.
That's hands on. That's amazing.
Well, we picked a school that we really like, and it's like very small. It's like only 10 people.
Whoa.
10 kids.
That's 10 great. Children. That's nice. I went to public school in Tennessee, and I think my preschool class is 40 children. I think it was chaos. It was fully chaos, and it was just at the church. And all I remember is that we had cookies and juice. It was awesome. We'd have cookies and juice, and they just let us into a pen of playground, and we would just go for it. Had one of those pedaling John Deere tractors. He pedaled. Fucking, it was incredible.
Awesome.
It was everybody wanted that.
My preschool was also, I went to a Montessori.
What's that?
I don't know. It's a type of preschool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm looking at Rainey like she should know.
Yeah, no, I actually do know.
What is a Montessori?
It's actually really cool. I like the idea. The idea is like you don't learn to read and you just learn to... Okay, actually, I should not be saying this confidently because I don't really know, but my understanding and you like... What I like about it is they give you like the kids pianos instead of play pianos. Give kids like not really toys. They give kids like...
Chainsaws.
Tupperware.
Yeah.
Totally. Oh, that was not my Montessori experience.
I learned
quite how I would describe it as not learning how to read in Tupperware instead of toys. I've learned it as like it's self-directed learning. So it's not like we're going to do this today. It's like a lot of different things and letting the kids kind of pursue their own interests and passions. I'm pretty sure you still learn how to read.
Probably.
Should we get an office grand piano?
Yes.
Whoa.
Put a baby grand where we were going to put the little sitting area.
Yeah.
And maybe get one of those things that it can just also play itself, like a player piano.
Oh, yeah. The ghost.
The ghost piano. But then also like turn it off and people can just sit down and Play some tunes.
Ned, you're going to freaking love this. The other day, it was just me and Keith in the office. And we were having a little brainstorm session. Just me and Keith. We were talking shop. We were like talking about the business. And I've tried to introduce play back into my work because I feel like it frees you up. Yeah. So we were looking around. And from a shoot that we did the other day, we had a bunch of soccer balls. So Keith and I just stood across from each other in our office, and we were just whacking the soccer ball back and forth.
Yes.
It was a delight.
Working your craft.
It prompted me to buy a Nerf miniature golf set that's currently in this coffee table right now. It's in here, bro.
Can we crack it open?
The what do you call it? Golf club is leaned over here on the puppet.
Wow.
But there's some little holes and some balls in there.
Yeah.
We can have a good old time.
I think play just opens you up.
What is this? What is happening?
They're installing
There's guys in the attic right now.
Well, Santa?
There's two of them. So.
Santa?
Santas?
Ned, did you have a ruckus night that you were going to talk about?
Oh, yeah. So yesterday we filmed this video where we drank a whole bunch of caffeine.
Oh,
it was
kind
of like increasing amounts of caffeine trivia, but basically just an excuse for us to get hyper-caffeinated together. I don't do well with caffeine. I could not fall asleep last night.
Oh, no.
I don't think I really fell asleep until like 1 a.m.
Oh, wow.
Which is big for you.
Which is late because I wake up at 6, 6:30 no matter what.
Yeah, quite normal for probably many audience
Many
members.
People, yeah.
That's just a night on TikTok.
So I feel energetic now. I'm hyped up. I got this is my second cup of coffee today, but now I'm addicted. Now I'm like, I think I need 6 cups of coffee every day.
I kind of felt that way this morning. I also had a little trouble falling asleep, but eventually I did. And then I woke up this morning, had my normal 2 cups of coffee. I'm like, I could have more. Maybe I should have some more.
You had more
too
than
much.
I had, I guess if you count a double espresso as 2 servings, then I had 12 servings of coffee.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I had 8.
You had at least that. Yeah.
I don't know if y'all remember the Death Nut video we did. It was the same sort of structure, but very quickly we learned, oh, these questions are too hard.
Yeah.
Even the easy round, like you guys were just dropping
They seemed almost, they were like opinion poll based. It's like, what percentage of people say this? I'm like, I don't fucking know. This is
survey
what it
says.
Family Feud over here. I don't fucking know.
We've talked about this before, I'm sure, but I am certain that I would destroy Family Feud. That is the one.
Really?
I am so confident in life. I know I would fuck that game up.
We
I want to get on so bad.
Try Guys Game Time Office Feud, where the office is polled.
And
we have to guess majority of the office says are the answers to these things.
That's a good podcast episode, if nothing else.
Yeah, I think it's a good game time. We just need a board, though.
Okay. What is the best way to greet your friend without speaking?
Waving.
Ding, ding, ding. That's number one.
Hell yeah.
48% of respondents.
Steve, we're going to play. Not kidding. My entire college,
I don't know the rules,
all
I
did was I would come home from class, get stoned, make a pot of mac and cheese. And I didn't like doing dishes. So I would take the entire pot, put it on my lap while it was still hot. And I'd be like, ooh, this feels nice on my belly. And then I would sit in front of my TV and watch an hour and a half of Family Feud on Game Show Network while I ate mac and cheese.
Wow.
And then it went into Baggage, which, ooh, if you've never watched Baggage, the greatest game show ever existed. Rainey, you with me?
I'm with you. I've never seen it, but I've heard
it. I love Game Show Network so much. So Baggage, I think, who hosted it? I forget. But it was a dating show where people would come out and it was heteronormative, right? So it'd be like a girl and 3 guys or guys and 3 girls. And they would have one suitcase and they would open it up and it was like basically red flags about them. So it's like, I still sleep with all my teddy bears. Mm-hmm. I have all of my ex's names tattooed on my body, whatever, stuff like that. And then the person would look, they always started out pretty innocuous, but they would go and they would say, I'm sorry, your baggage is too much for me. And they would... they would get rid of people one by one. And then at the end, then the dater would open up their bag and it would be something even crazier about them. And then the person, like, you would get to the end and then the person would be like, no, your bag is just too much for me. And then they would keep all the money to themselves. It was fucking great.
Wow. I always used to like this one called Street Smarts. Mm. And it was basically the panel of contestants. They're not answering the question so much as they are guessing which one of the three random people on the street who have also answered these questions got it right. So instead, it's like, I'm guessing if Ned, Zach, or Rainey got this question right, because it's a question that only one of them got right.
Are you just stereotyping us?
Yes. Literally, it is based on, like, based on the knowledge you have of them, who do you think knows this math question? And then you'd be like, and then it's like, okay, two of these people got right and one got it wrong. Who do you think got it wrong?
Oh my gosh.
And it's like, that's the whole game, is guessing if you can tell, if you can read a person and what they should know by the how they present themselves.
You guys were in Chicago, so yeah. You must have always been hailing cabs trying to get on Cash Cab.
I wasn't there.
We weren't rich enough to pay for cabs.
Yeah, and I also...
But the cab pays you!
There's not good
also,
odds.
Also, when did that air? I feel
like...
like
$30 to get across town.
I wasn't there.
Barely afford my $3... Metro pass. I recently landed at LAX and the Uber Lyft situation was so hard to figure out there.
It sucks.
I hopped in a cab. It was so expensive. Yeah. The surge pricing was out of control. I'm just like, so you're telling me a taxi cab is right here waiting for me and I have to go to some other special parking lot and pay twice as much
as
normal?
Yeah, I did. So I looked up when we got back from Greece. I was like, how much is it going to cost for me to get an Uber right now? It's like $150. Yeah. That's crazy. So you know what I did? What? I texted Alex Lewis and said, Alex Lewis, if you come pick me up from the airport, I'll give you $100 to $150, whatever it costs by the time you get here. I'll pay you instead. And he's like, yep, sounds good.
I thought it was going to be an endearing story about a friend doing a favor. No. And you're just like, well, hey, buddy. Can I pay you to pick
me up? He was willing to do it for free. And I said, no, I'm going to pay you because I would have paid this money to someone else anyway.
Yeah.
And this was more enjoyable of a ride.
I guess so.
Mm-hmm. Listen to this shit, okay? When I
what happened?
I gasped.
Welcome to the tripod.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. When I was a young warthog, I was PAing in this city and I befriended a director who shall remain unnamed. Give me a name.
Jacob.
When I was a young warthog.
Jacob Warthog.
Dude, you nailed that.
That was really good.
That was amazing.
Thank
Am I
you.
Crazy?
That was pretty good. That was about 90.
Oh, I got chills.
93% accuracy. That's high. That's an A in some places.
Where is it not an A?
Yeah.
Oh, in Tennessee, our A's were 95 and above.
Oh my God.
Was that an A minus?
That's crazy.
No, it was a B.
95 what? And above?
Mm-hmm.
Shut up. That's mm-hmm. stupid.
Shut up.
That's what I was what I thought was normal. And then I went to Illinois and they're like, oh yeah, 91. And I was like, oh fuck yeah. It's way easier to get an A.
Still
here.
Not 90?
No.
Wait, you're telling
I think it was,
me.
Maybe it was 90.
Everywhere I've but been, it's but, just
yes,
90.
In Carthage, Tennessee, in the high school and elementary school, if you get an A, it was 95 to 100.
In your school, which to your words, not mine, was a very not great schooling
system. It was
system.
A bad school.
They had even more rigorous A
yes, but you
standards.
Have to remember it was not hard.
Okay. Yeah,
so
maybe
I think
the
it was a balance.
Very
I think Tennessee was hard. Like, look, this material's not hard. Make the A harder to achieve.
I've never heard that anywhere. I thought it was just standard. Like,
you know, that was just what was normal to me. So when I moved out of that, I was like, wow, it's so much easier to get an A now.
Santa?
Sorry, I don't know if you guys can hear it, but we're hearing hilarious thuds and bells.
Somebody is
going to
fall through
us.
The ceiling.
So Jacob Warthog was this young director. Yeah. And like we became like super tight. I went to his birthday. Like we were homies. And he was a really cool commercial music video director. And we were texting one time. We were like going to hang out. And he's like, hey, I'm coming back to LA. Are you around? Like, do you mind picking me up? And then maybe we can go get a bite to eat. And I was like, yeah, I'll come. I think asking a friend, unless you pay them, to come pick you up from LAX is one of the worst things you can do to any human.
Yeah.
If you guys don't know, LAX is just hell.
It's far away for everyone.
For everyone.
No matter where you live, it's far.
Even if you live close to LAX, half an hour.
Yeah. Because
if you live where we live, an hour and a half.
It's so hard to get in and out of the circle drive that drops you off at all the terminals. No matter what, no matter if it's departing or arriving, it's chaos.
So this is no small ask.
Yeah.
But I am young and impressionable, and I want to, you know, I want to I want to be a good friend.
So, yeah.
So I do it. And this, mind you, is when I'm driving my lemon of a car, like this shitty car that I don't know if I've told you guys about. Like when I would stop, the whole engine would shut off and I had to like restart it. Like the power braking would break. Like it was, it was barely a functioning vehicle. It was, I think, an $800 to $1,200 car when I first moved to LA.
Wow.
So you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
So I go and I'm texting him like, hey, you told me the time, but you didn't tell me like what flight, what terminal. And he didn't respond. I'm like, oh, well, he's on the plane. Okay. So I drove over and I'm like, hey, I'm waiting over here. Just let me know. Waiting 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. So I'm circling around and I'm like, well, because there's not really a great place to wait there.
No, there's no cell phone lot.
Yeah. Either. And unless you go into the parking lot, but with the time I was going to be waiting there, I'm going to then be paying for parking, I'm not trying to do that. Mm. So I'm puttering around LAX with my car, like restarting it, getting yelled at by the people to like, hey, you can't wait here. And I'm like, I'm sorry. So I'm going around. I think I end up waiting 50 minutes because I'm like, I can't get to an hour. And so finally I just go like, hey man, didn't hear from you. I'm going. Don't get a text back for 2 days. And then Jacob Warthog goes, oh, hey, sorry. My friend Leslie picked me up instead.
Oh,
and I'm like, you double booked your LAX pickup and didn't have the fucking courtesy
to
tell me?
So rude.
And so that was the end.
So rude.
That was
the end of our friendship. So I was, my disillusion was, you know, it was shattered and
Did that director go on to make anything cool?
No.
Good. That's right.
His career. And I actually, a buddy of mine had a meeting with him at a film company. Like he was trying to pitch one of his movies.
Santa?
And he was like, yeah, he was incredibly full of himself and totally delusional about what he could make for what budget and was came off as a dick and we're not going to work with him.
Nice.
So, yeah.
You know what I found out recently that's kind of the opposite end of the story?
Oh.
Is a good friend of mine on one of my Chicago improv teams. You know, we must have performed like weekly shows for, you know, 3 years. Like we bonded pretty close. Mm-hmm. He's now a famous TikToker. Isn't that cool?
Is it Namdi?
No, is he also a famous TikToker?
He has like a really strong TikTok presence as well.
Is it Addison?
Rob Anderson. Yeah, it's Addison. No.
I don't know that. I don't know him.
Well,
maybe I've
he's
met
not
him
that
though.
Famous.
No. I mean, it doesn't.
He's like,
mean,
has more followers than me.
Good for him.
That's
his stuff is great.
I think that TikTok is probably the best opportunity improvisers have ever had.
Yep.
Because especially a lot of them are in Chicago and nothing gets made there. There's like no production companies to like buddy up with and get into things other than some commercials and some maybe some walk on roads on Chicago Fire.
Here you go. His handle is Heart Throbbert. 1.7 million followers.
Yeah.
What's his content?
Funny gay stuff.
Nice.
This happened to me as well with he was more of a sketch comedian, but a very good actor that I knew growing up. And I did not know. I'm wondering if this is how you discovered. He just showed up on my For You page.
That's what it was.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was exhilarating.
He just showed up randomly. Or no, it actually said from your contacts. Because I've had the same phone number all these years. And I was like, from my account. Wait, this has 150,000 likes? Holy shit.
I had
love to see it.
A comment that I loved where my mom loves bragging about me to her friends. Because obviously that's what moms do.
That's what moms do.
And she was talking about this upcoming Food Network thing that we're doing.
We're doing a Food Network show that's kind of an adaptation of Without a Recipe. It's called No Recipe Road Trip, where we take our show on the road and we go meet local chefs, local restaurants, try and recreate their food. Kind of very similar to Without a Recipe. Ton of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Food Network loved the pilot and they picked us up for a full season.
Yeah.
So we're going to be making a TV show.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah, making a TV show!
Yeah.
But hell yeah. I mean, the one that we shot was like, it was a special, which was really a way of saying it's a pilot. But if we don't pick it up, then no one goes, oh, they got canceled.
Yeah.
Right.
And they were going to air it and see how it did. But they decided, you know what? No. This is wonderful. It's exquisite. I must have more.
It's also probably because like We were going to be making things with David Dobrik on Discovery Plus 2, and now we're not, so we have a bigger hole to fill. Try, guys. You get it.
They actually still made a whole Shark Week special with him.
I can't believe that.
It did very well. Dang. But we're the super exciting thing is that we're going to be on Discovery Plus first, and then on Food Network as well. So we were a little fearful of like, oh boy, I don't know how many of our followers have cable. Yeah. Maybe they won't be able to find it. So you're going to. You can watch it streaming and you can watch it on TV.
Putting segments on YouTube as well.
Oh, wow. Shit.
It's everywhere, baby.
Love that. So my mom was bragging to her friend Donna. And then Donna was like, Michael, guess what? That's her son. She goes, Michael, guess what? The boys are doing this thing. He goes, oh, that's cool. And she goes, aren't you excited? He's like, yeah, I mean, that's his job. And I love that it's gotten to a point where it's just very regular to the people that I grew up with. Where it's like, it's like, okay, that's
his job.
That is what I expect to happen. That is, he's doing stuff.
It's his job.
He better be doing that.
Michael was not having it.
How old is Michael?
Oh, he's a little older than me.
Oh, he's your age. I thought he was 16.
I also read that as a 14-year-old being like, yeah, duh, who cares?
No, he's like 36.
I have a friend, one of my college roommates, John Woo, who's currently becoming...
Shout out to John Woo part two.
John Woo, at John Woo _ on Twitter. He's currently becoming very famous on Twitter. Whoa. Like, big,
he's the crypto daddy,
growth.
Right? Yeah, he's a crypto goblin.
Crypto goblin.
They have all these funny names for crypto people.
He's a business guy, business writer, very in the crypto community.
Is it because people think that he's legendary film director John Woo?
No. He makes these, you know, long, like, threads that are really well written, tell a story. This morning he had one go viral about Elizabeth. Oh, my.
Excuse you, Zach.
Does your phone call you handsome face with an Australian accent?
I accidentally pressed my Siri because I was playing with my case and it just outed me that years ago I made my Siri name Mr. Handsome Face, and then I also discovered you can make it Australian. So it just said, good morning, Mr. Handsome Face, which is just about the most embarrassing thing that could happen in the middle of a podcast.
Good morning, Mr. Handsome Face.
How sad are you?
It was before Maggie. It was a lonely time.
Mr. Handsome Face. Where is that going with that story?
John Woo.
He had a thread.
Yeah, so he, you know, he had a thread go viral this morning about Theranos and Elizabeth Holmes. And he was like, this is exhilarating. How do you not keep refreshing these numbers? You know, he's like, it's this, he's seeing things explode and reacting to that in real time. And I'm like, I am an old grizzled veteran of the internet. Nothing lifts my pulse anymore.
Yeah. And so wait, like numbers in terms of like, how many people are circulating
views
a story?
Or engagements or retweets, you know, like I feel like when we earlier on, we'd like huddle around and BuzzFeed, they would put it on a TV. We'd all drink beers and look at the like numbers go up and be like, oh my gosh. And now we're just like barely blink an eye.
That's true.
Well, it's just like, yes. Another million view
another
video.
Congratulations. I look at the analytics on the back end and I look at different things and, you know, still it's get right. excited
we
about something.
We try and get inspiration for what to do next. Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about Elizabeth Holmes' black turtleneck?
I mean, I think it's tough to separate the turtleneck from the person.
Which is why I love it.
I feel like it's stately. But we don't stand.
If you guys don't know... Theranos, it is an interesting story.
There's a documentary you can watch on Netflix somewhere.
It's a very charismatic founder that got HBO. A lot of people on board with this idea that you could discover all of the problems and all of the blood work from someone with just a pinprick of blood.
Yeah.
And like kind of duped all of these people with a project that wasn't proven yet.
It was impossible.
Yeah.
It was fully impossible.
She and the whole company's in a ton of trouble. But my buddy like interviewed for a very senior role there of randomly after they had already been embroiled in scandal.
Oh my gosh.
Oh boy.
And he just thought that she was a sociopath.
Yeah. I mean, that's,
or, you know, a trickster.
Yeah.
A Loki.
I
like that. A Loki.
It's interesting when those sorts of things happen. And anytime there's like a big scandal and one person is like the center point of it, because no one person can do all that. So like there's always a lot of other people. And I feel like a lot of other people are somehow avoiding sometimes the punishment that they're due by hiding behind one figure that everyone can easily rally around as the main villain.
Heavy is the neck that wears the turtleneck.
Yes, true, true, true.
When we go down, I'm pinning it all on Keith.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
Do you think Keith could handle it the best?
No.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, do you think Keith would do hard time?
Biggest man falls the hardest.
Yeah. I feel like I'd be so charismatic in prison.
Or you think you would be well liked?
I think
Senate committee hearing.
I think everyone would be like, well, Keith's all right.
You often say that your superpower is getting everyone to like you.
Yeah.
So maybe you could be the one that unites all the gangs.
I hope so.
That's a good movie.
Mm. Keith starts a new movement.
Yeah.
It's like Jesus and the Technicolor Dreamcoat. You
know, who we all really hate are the prison guards, right, fellas?
They would beat the fuck out of you.
when I'm alone with the prison guards, like, gosh, these crazy criminals other than me, right? Oh my gosh, what are they plotting? And then I talk to the warden and I'm like, the prison guards and the criminals are working together. You got to get me out of here.
You and me, buddy.
You and me.
Don't you have dreams? Didn't you want to be a dancer one day? Come on, Warden.
I can make that happen.
Let's bust this out of here.
It's called prison dance.
Do you want to get a million views?
Warden, you know, if you made videos about what you did, why, I think you could be a star.
You could be a star.
I can help you.
But I can't do it from behind these bars. You gotta let me out. I need some sunlight to recharge.
Wait, what was that? Like Superman?
Well, I assume that I'm in like a pretty, you know, high security, you know, prison. I don't see sun.
You think you're high security?
Your
white collar crime bullshit's gonna be high security?
Yeah.
All right.
Because of they fear my charisma.
Mm.
I've been moved there throughout the months that I've been in prison because I'm too dangerous.
And the sun increases your charisma.
I'm too dangerous.
Wait. Is it white collar crime or is it a different crime? What's the crime?
Well, it started as white collar.
And then he murdered to cover up his tracks.
Yeah. That's how it always goes. I had someone killed. So I didn't kill them, but eventually it was traced back to me.
In this scenario, I assumed that like all of Try Guys was a fraud and we had been, I don't know, something.
Okay,
that was the crime I was imagining. But perhaps Keith just becomes a violent criminal.
Who knows?
The views weren't enough of a thrill anymore, so he started boosting cars, and that led to...
I started attacking people who had better views than us.
Oh.
Like, if I can't stop them from doing better, I can just stop them altogether.
Oh, Nancy Kerrigan situation.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right. Wow.
But then it sounds like it must be time...
Welcome to the tripod.
Are there clouds rolling in? Oh my gosh, it feels like it might be a rainy day.
Ooh.
So let's get some rainy day thoughts.
So this is something that I thought about this week because my friend is trying to do fall 2021 glow up. So I've been his shaman a little bit. I've been like on call with him. He's not really listening to any of my advice. So, and he's doing kind of like, I don't know, but he's doing some. Anyway, he's trying to clean his room. And
that's the glow up is in his room.
That's step one.
That's a start.
Yeah.
The glow up for his mom.
Import up to any glow up.
If you bring a lady back to a dirty room, you're not going to feel very hot.
Very important.
Yeah. So my thoughts are get a headboard, men. All men get a headboard.
Good. Love this.
Good advice.
Because he was like, why would I do that? It's decorative.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And move your bed to the center of the room. And if there's a cardboard box with a bunch of stuff in it, get rid of it.
These are all
great
correct advice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how old is your friend?
24. 24-year-old man.
So this is the post-fall glow up. This is like, I'm guessing post-pandemic, but also like I'm not a college student anymore. Yeah. I'm a man.
Mm-hmm.
This is how to glow up as an adult.
Yeah.
How to be an attractive human.
A grown-ass man.
Okay, here's the number one. That's going to change his goddamn life. He's going to take all of his posters, frame them.
I said that needs to be framed.
In a frame.
Put it in a frame. I don't care how stupid that print is. If it's in a frame, it's now acceptable for at least three more years.
It's better. It's a lot better. But the headboard is a good thing. And I didn't have a headboard for a amount of time when I was in LA because I couldn't afford one.
Mm-hmm.
But then as soon as I could, I basically also had a room that was too small. And I was like, I'm not committing to a twin bed.
All right, let's rapid fire some glow up fall tricks.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
For your room or for your body? For
both. You're going to take his ass? He's going to take his ass down to the container store, and he's going to get some dividers for underneath his sink. That's right, people. He's going to have little cubbies so it's not all strewn about down there.
Mm-hmm. Ditch the backpack from, you know, the ratty backpack that you've had since high school. Get yourself a classy leather satchel.
It works
for your back, but a lot better for your body.
All right.
worse for your back, but better in the sack.
Yeah.
Get a ceiling fan.
Hell yeah.
If you already have a ceiling fan,
I'm gonna get a ceiling
fan. Yeah, he's in an apartment.
Get a new one.
He's certainly in an apartment.
Ask the landlord for a new ceiling fan.
Get a little step stool and dust your ceiling fan.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
You can't do that once a year. You got to be doing that monthly at least.
At least every time you notice.
Yeah.
It's pretty dusty up there.
A duvet cover.
Ooh.
Get a nice little blanket for your blanket. You can even get a blanket for your couch.
Throw out some of those condiments in the fridge. They've been there for 3 years and you're not going to use them. That jar of salsa is garbage.
Throw out some of those condoms. Having a child will glow you up real quick. No, not that one.
Cut pineapple. Don't buy it up pre-cut for $8, you dingus. You could get it for $4, maybe even $3, and you're going to yield more fruit. And guess what? It makes your mouth tastes good.
Eat fruits and vegetables that are in season. You'll know if they're on season, if they're on sale.
Woo.
Because for whatever reason, when things are the best, they're the cheapest.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
Learn how to cook a thing or two. Easy Mac is a thing of the past. Learn how to make a simple pasta staple, some breakfast items, some eggs, and impress your lover. DateNightCookbook.com.
Are you a dirty, derelict alcoholic? Get yourself a bar cart. Suddenly, it's classy.
It's true.
That's good. That's good.
It's true.
Rugs. Don't have them. Probably need them.
Get one.
Rugs change the room.
You can get some cheap
really
rugs.
Really ties the room together.
Really tied the room together.
Check out Target. They got some good ones.
Oh, and get nice underwear.
Yeah.
What's nice? Where do you get it?
Well, you know, just you like look at your underwear and like really look at it and just think about how it's probably not fitting great and that you've had it for years and years and years.
There was a long time.
I'll let them sponsor us.
It was very hard for me to stomach the idea of like $12 underwear. I'm like, $12. I need to be getting a six pack. But I mean, and there's more expensive underwear. Like I honestly don't know how much underwear costs anymore.
Yeah, I don't know.
But
we get it from me. I just get it. Part of
I bought some in Singapore that cost like $40. I was like, whoa. But you know, I was on vacation, so it seemed
to
like
do it.
A fun thing to do.
I bought some medium t-shirts in Singapore. And guess what? Singapore mediums are not USA mediums. The average body size is different there, and they are all extra small. So I gave them all to Alex Lewis.
Oh.
Shout out to
Alex Lewis
in exchange for picking you up from the airport.
From Singapore.
$100 and a couple of t-shirts.
Here's some shirts.
Thanks, buddy.
Well, what a podcast.
Well, you can keep listening over at Patreon. We actually have some Patreon shout outs.
Oh, that's right.
You can join our community at patreon.com/tryguys. Become a Triceratops, support the show, and get an extra podcast episode every single week. We call it the Afterpod.
Yeah.
We're going to keep talking about glow up items, and Rainey has a couple more thoughts for a rainy day.
That's right. I haven't found the shout out yet. Here we are. Okay. All right. Ladies and others. We're going to be shouting out Allie Ellman, who's been supporting us at the Diamond Tier, which is our top tier. It's an incredibly gracious subscription amount. We very, very much appreciate you, Allie.
Allie Ellman. Elman, please leave a message after the beep.
Happy birthday, Allie. Happy birthday, Allie's friend Sarah.
I'm Allie Ellman. Now get the hell out of my house.
That's for the end of parties.
Yeah, so you can put that on a loudspeaker.
I picture, I know how it is spelled, but I'm picturing like L, just the giant L.
L, man. It's actually A-L-Y, which makes me very unsure about Allie's gender, just because I don't know. So I want to be inclusive. Could be Allie, whether you are he, she, or they, or subscribe to none of them. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, yeah, maybe I'm picturing a superhero.
Yeah, a bit.
Allie Elman.
Allie Elman.
Allie Elman.
The L-Man.
Keith, hit us with the official tripod theme song.
Hey, there. Allie Elman. Thanks for listening to our show. We had a lot of false starts and a lot of quick endings. We can't wait until we have more friendings. Allie Elman, the tripod.
Until next time, stay beautiful.